Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
Alaska State Troopers responded to the report of a two-vehicle collision near milepost 81 on the Sterling Highway near Three Bears in Sterling on Monday, August 5th. Just before 6 p.m., investigation revealed that Michael Carl Haddon, 29, of Palmer, was driving a maroon 2006 Chevrolet northbound on the Sterling Highway when he entered the oncoming lanes, striking a green 2001 Chevrolet pickup driven by Eugene Malone, 60, of Soldotna. Haddon was arrested and charged with four counts of assault in the third degree, three counts of reckless endangerment, and reckless driving. Alcohol was a contributing factor in the collision. Minor injuries were reported, with no persons being transported to the hospital. Both vehicles were substantially damaged and disabled. An outburst of flooding from a lake dammed by Juneau's Mendenhall Glacier damaged at least an estimated 100 homes in what has become a perennial hazard for nearby neighborhoods. The lake formed in a basin that was left behind when a nearby glacier retreated. It fills with rainwater and snowmelt during the spring and summer, and at a certain point builds enough pressure to force its way out through channels it carves beneath Mendenhall Glacier. Since 2011, the phenomenon has at times caused flooding of streets or homes near Mendenhall Lake and Mendenhall River. Last year, a two-story home was swept away by raging floodwaters that also undermined a condo building, prompting some residents to reinforce the riverbank near their properties. Monday night's damage was less dramatic, but more widespread. Local leaders adopted an emergency resolution, saying hundreds of homes were affected, including some outside expected flood areas. Deputy City Manager Robert Barr said Tuesday that officials were still trying to get a handle on the extent of the damage. The National Weather Service said the Mendenhall River crested early Tuesday at 15.99 feet, higher than the 14.97 foot crest from last year's ferocious flood, which devoured huge chunks of riverbank. This year's flooding reached farther into Mendenhall Valley. There was a lot more water in the valley, on the streets, in people's homes, Barr said. Some streets at one point had 3 to 4 feet of water, possibly more. However, there appeared to be less erosion than last year. No injuries were reported. Governor Mike Dunleavy issued a disaster declaration to aid response and recovery. The river level dropped quickly on Tuesday. The Weather Service said late last week that the water level in the basin had reached the top of the glacier and warned people to prepare for flooding. The Kenai Peninsula Fair is just around the corner, and this year's theme is Back to the Last Frontier. The fair begins in Nanilchik on Friday, August 9th, and runs through Sunday, August 11th.
Our theme is Back to the Last Frontier, and we really want everyone to remember where we came from as Alaskans.
That was fair coordinator Laura McGinnis. With a nostalgic theme comes some new activities like homesteader games.
Today, my very, very favorite is going to be the Last Frontier Pentathlon. And in that, we have reinvented the Backwoods Girl and made it not just a girls-only competition. We want to see what those men can do. It is going to get serious, and they're going to be competing for not only bragging rights, but a little bit of gold.
The fair will feature musical performances and entertainment acts on the ocean and inlet stages. There will also be loads of fair foods, fun activities, and competitions, and a rodeo. The weekend kicks off on Friday with performances from Paul Isaac, the Funny Juggler, and Penelope the Clown, as well as pig races and an egg toss competition. On Saturday, the homesteader games begin, as well as a sack race, a cornhole tournament, and the weekend rodeo. Rounding out the fair on Sunday, the rodeo wraps up, and homesteader games finishes with the Last Frontier Pentathlon. This year's fair will also feature free admission, with only a $5 charge for parking. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Thursday. This is KSRM News.